where we're moving on.
Looking all my life.
Oh, what happened? Why are you so excited?
What is it I've been trying to do but haven't been able to do for a long, long time?
Oh, George, you mustn't blame yourself. You're probably just tired.
Not that. I'm talking about Florence. I can't beat at nothing. But look, I got this new mind-reading trick that you can't miss. I got it from the amazing Braino.
What's that, a new sink cleaner?
No, it's one of my customers. He's a magician.
Oh, well, good luck. Now I have to finish setting the table. Jenny and Lionel will be here any minute.
Now, what I'm going to do is called black magic, and I need your help.
To do what?
Well, to win about 20 bucks back from Florence, if she falls for it.
How does it work?
Well, it's easy, see? I blindfold myself, then we call Florence in and tell her to pick out something in the room. It could be anything, like, you know, like the bar or the couch. And then you ask me if it's this or that, and I keep saying, no, no. Then you say something black. Then the next thing is the thing I'm supposed to guess. You got it?
Loud and clear. You're trying to cheat Florence, and I'll have no part of it.
I gotta beat her. It's not because of the money.
Okay, I'll help you if you will play for fun.
But playing for fun ain't no fun.
Have it your way.
Okay, well, we gotta play for something.
Play for matches.
Okay. Now don't forget. You call out a couple of things, then you call out something black. And the next thing is the thing I'm supposed to get.
Got it.
Florence, get in here!
I'm coming, Mr. Jefferson.
What's so funny?
I see the donkey, but where's the tail?
Florence, I am going to read your mind, which ain't easy considering how little I got to work with.
Can't nobody read my mind.
$5 says I can.
$10 says you can't.
Well, if you insist...
No, George, absolutely not.
We can't play for money, Florence. We gotta play for matches. I'll bet you 10 matches.
Okay, you gotta bet.
Good. Now, this is what you gotta do. Pick out something in the living room. Anything. And then you point it out to Wheezy. Then you think about it real hard, and then I'll tell you what it is.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay, George, she picked out an object.
You sure you can't see nothing?
Nothing.
Okay, I believe you.
Fire away, Wheezy.
All right. Is it this chair?
No.
Is it this lamp?
No.
Is it this picture of Jenny?
No.
Is it this throw pillow?
No.
You lose. That was it.
What? Lisa, what did you do wrong?
I didn't do anything wrong. I said, is it this picture of Jenny?
No wonder I didn't get it. I said to call out something all black. Jenny's black and white.
Let's see. That's a total of $172, and now you owe me 10 matches. Is there anything else I can do for you?
You can get back in the kitchen.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, hello, Lionel.
Is Jenny here yet?
Nope, not yet. Mwah!
I guess she went upstairs to see her folks.
Good to see you, Lionel.
Oh, it's good to see you too, Pop. And if you've been eating like I've been eating lately, you know I mean that.
But I thought Jenny's cooking was getting better.
Oh, it is. Now my TV dinners, they're only frozen in the middle. But I don't mind, not as long as I have Jenny.
Sounds like she can do no wrong.
You got it. And in weather like this, there's nothing warmer than Jenny's feet.
Oh, yes, there is. Your mother's got the warmest feet in New York. They gotta be better than Jenny's.
Thank you, George.
Bigger is always better.
I know, George, but I'm stuck with you. Oh, Jenny, come on in.
Hi, Mother Jefferson.
Please, don't call me Mother Jefferson.
But I'm your daughter-in-law now.
I know, but let's try to think of something nicer than that.
Okay. Okay, like what?
Like Dracula or something like that.
Hi, baby.
Oh, hi, honey. Lionel, wait till you see what I just got from my folks.
What is it?
This letter they were holding for me. Oh, hi, Mr. Jefferson.
Hi. Now that they're here, let's eat. I'm starving.
Oh, relax, George. They haven't had a chance to visit yet.
Jenny, this is fantastic.
You proud of me?
Oh, I sure am. I never knew anybody who won a thing like this.
A thing like what?
Of course, I'll turn it down.
Turn what down?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
What's ridiculous?
Do you mean I should take it?
Take what?
Jenny just won a summer scholarship to Oxford University.
A scholarship? That's wonderful.
I thought Oxford was in England.
Yeah, it is.
See, I knew that.
But you two just got married, Jenny. Why would you apply for a scholarship that would take you away from your husband?
Remember, we didn't expect to get married this soon. Besides, I never expected to win. Well, it's out of the question now, anyway.
Good. Now that that's settled, let's eat.
Hey, wait, wait. Why is it out of the question?
Are you kidding? We just got married. I'm not thinking of leaving you alone.
Look, Jenny, you got to think of yourself. You've got your own life to live. Of course you got to go.
Hey, you trying to get rid of me?
Hey, I'm just trying to do what's right for my baby, that's all.
You mean you love me enough to let me go? Isn't this man fantastic?
That's dumb. A woman's place is with her husband.
But, Pop, this is a chance of a lifetime.
Wow, when I opened the letter, I never really actually thought of going.
Well, why not?
It's not every day that you win a scholarship to Oxford University.
What's so great about studying with a bunch of foreigners? Ain't your regular college no good no more?
But, Mr. Jefferson, this is a special session. Psychology professors from all over Europe are going to be there. Why, I am going to learn more there in 3 months than I could here in 3 years.
I know. And it'll really broaden her academically.
Yeah, well, that ain't a bad idea. She could use some more meat on her bones, like old Weezy had.
That's not funny.
Excuse me for a minute.
Hey, Lionel, where you going?
I have to make a call. I'll do it in the kitchen so I don't bother anybody.
Jenny, I'd like to hear more about this before you go running off to Europe. George, what do you think?
I think that if you don't get dinner on soon, I'm gonna run down to Charlie's bar and grab me a hamburger.
Why don't you grab the door instead? Dinner will be ready in a few minutes.
Okay, I'll probably be dead by then. Shoot. Hey, Bentley.
Boo! Glad to see you, Bentley.
Nice to see you too, Mr. J. I have a treat I'd like to share. Oh, you have company. Ladies first, Mrs. J.
Oh, no, thanks, Mr. Bentley. It's too close to dinner for me.
No, I'll pass.
You don't know what you're missing.
Don't mind them, Bentley. I'll take a few of these off your hands. I'm starving. This ain't bad.
You have a keen palate, Mr. Jefferson. Not everyone appreciates exotic delicacies.
Yeah? What kind of candy is it?
Chocolate bees.
You mean like juju bees?
No, like bumblebees. You know? The kind that go bzzz.
You mean I got a mouthful of bugs?
Absolutely. They're important from Japan. Hard to get. You're very lucky, Mr. J.
Mr. Billy, I'm going to Europe.
You don't say. Marvelous.
Jenny has a chance to study at Oxford.
What? My old alma mater? Oh, I could spend hours telling you all about it. What to see, where to go.
Oh, I'd love that.
Dinner's almost ready, Mr. Bentley. Would you like to stay?
Oh, my goodness. Is it that late already? Or Charlotte will be furious. We'll talk later, Jenny. I'll take these little fellas along with me. No offense, Mr. J, but I feel they'll be wasted here.
Bentley, if you don't get those bugs out of here, you're going to get wasted.
Wasted? Now, that's an interesting use of...
Lionel, Mr. Bentley went to Oxford. He can tell me everything I have to know.
That's nice, Jenny. In case you go there.
What do you mean, in case?
Well, it was never definite, was it? I mean, there are a lot of things to consider. England is far away from here.
Well, it hasn't gotten any farther in the last 5 minutes, has it?
No, but things change.
Things change? What things?
Well, my transfer.
What transfer?
Jenny, when you showed me that letter, I thought that I could get a temporary assignment with the firm's English branch.
What?
Well, I just talked to Mr. Hoffman just now on the phone, and he told me they're closing down the office over there, so that's out. We can't go. I'm sorry.
Oh, you were gonna go with me.
Well, of course. That was the whole idea. Well, you didn't think I'd have you go over there alone.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. 2 minutes ago, when you thought you could go to England, too, it was a great opportunity for me, right?
Well...
But now that you've found out that you can't go, it's suddenly not a great opportunity for me, right?
I didn't say that.
Well, what did you say?
He said you can't go.
That's a good idea, Pop. We'll talk about this later.
Later? I want to talk about it now.
Jenny, I'm not going to fight with you in front of my parents.
All right, then, I'll leave.
Where are you going?
Up to see my folks.
But we were supposed to spend the evening together down here.
Well, like you said, Lionel, things change.
That roast beef was out of sight, Wheezy. Mm-hmm. How'd you like it, Lionel?
Great.
One thing you gotta admit, it is better than them TV dinners you've been getting. One time Wheezy wasn't in. I tried to eat one of them things, and it took me a whole week to get the aluminum out of my teeth. What's wrong with you two? Why ain't you laughing?
You really think this is the time for telling jokes?
Well, it's better than what y'all doing. Is this a dinner or a funeral? He's spoiling my evening with his fight.
Don't blame me. It's Jenny's fault. I mean, she's acting immature, selfish, and pig-headed.
I agree with you. She is pig-headed.
Pop, you're talking about my wife.
Hey, now, now stop it, you two. And sit down, Lionel. If anybody's acting immature and selfish, I'm looking at him.
That's telling him, Miss Jefferson. But you left out the part about the pig-headed. And you know what else I think?
Get the door. You ain't paid to think. Because if you're getting paid to think, you'd be working for nothing.
I am working for nothing. I'm working for you.
Tom, you're being childish.
I am not. I just want to tell
him. It's my battle, and I'll tell
him. Yes, Tom, you're dead.
I think you're dead wrong.
Well, you folks came to the right place. You're just in time for the main event.
I just want to say one thing, and then I'm going to leave.
Why don't you leave first?
Because I have something to say about the scholarship.
If it's one thing I don't need, it's a lot of Willis lip.
I'm going to have my say.
Well, go ahead and have it, but you're going to have it in the room I ain't in.
I don't care who knows it, but I'm absolutely against Jenny leaving her husband to go to Europe.
Hey, you're on my side.
I am?
That's right. You can say anything you want in my household, buddy.
Well, thank you, but I've already had my say.
Well, I liked it so much, you can say it again.
Jenny has a right to make up her own mind about her education.
Well, she ain't got no right to leave her husband. She just got married.
Well, it can't be much of a marriage if it can't stand a short separation.
You call 14 weeks a short separation? A short separation is beginning to sound good to me.
See, if you wouldn't stop...
That's because you don't understand men.
Kitchen. That's right. Y'all go in the kitchen. That's where y'all belong. I've waited 3 years to get this dummy to say something smart, and when he does, y'all walk out on him.
Thanks. I think.
I don't know what's gotten into Jenny. She's acting just like a... Like a woman.
That's right. Sometimes women can be as stubborn as mules. Mm-hmm.
Mules, huh?
Want some scotch?
Oh, I don't know. I promised Helen I wouldn't have a single drink during Lent. So give me a double.
Men, all three of them are living in the past.
I never expected my father to behave like that. Of all this stupid reactionary...
Don't talk about your father like that.
I'll do it.
Stupid reactionary
it
male chauvinist.
It doesn't do any good calling them names.
Well, now, it ain't none of my business. But when I was out there just now, they was calling all y'all a bunch of dumb jackasses.
Jackasses?
Uh-huh.
Did Lionel say that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, good.
He was just nodding his head in agreement.
Oh, could he?
Oh, you're so young, Jenny. Haven't you learned anything about men?
Yes, they are all short on understanding.
Well, the next time, instead of getting married, I'll get a Cocker Spaniel.
I'll drink to that. Me too. I'm glad we out here with the scotches and not in there with them hens.
Hens? Now, you don't have to keep calling them names like that.
Why not? They're in there calling us names, ain't they?
No, they ain't. All I heard was something about you being short.
Short? That's nothing.
Nothing. Don't you know an insult when you hear one fatso?
Guess what? Mr. Jefferson just said something about being glad he was out there with the scotch. And not in here with you dumb chickens.
Well, now that's going too far.
Just because he called us chickens?
Yes, George hates chickens.
Yeah, and zebras.
And women.
Except his mother. He worships that woman. She can do no wrong. He's always telling me how perfect his mother is. Jenny, I just hope you are patient when Lionel does that to you.
Lionel never does that.
He doesn't? Who is at the door, Florence?
Mr. Bentley, but he ain't gonna be here long. He wanted to talk to you, Jenny, but Mr. Jefferson said that wasn't necessary because you sure wasn't going to New Oxford.
What? How dare he?
Maybe some other time.
Mr. Bentley, wait a minute.
Jenny, perhaps we could talk later. I think I'd better leave now.
Why?
Because Mr. Jefferson just said, get out.
Why did you say a thing like that?
Well, he keeps rattling on about Oxford and football.
Football? I never said anything about football.
You said you wanted to go punting on the Thames.
Oh, no, I meant punting in a boat with a pole.
I don't care if you want to go punting with a Russian. I don't want to talk about no football.
I think you've lost me.
I wish I could.
Mr. Bentley, I would like to hear everything about Oxford.
So would I.
Me too.
Well, I don't.
And I don't.
Me neither.
Well, you are outvoted 3-3. Go ahead, Mr. Bentley.
How can we be outvoted 3-3?
It's 3 women to 3 men.
Oh.
You will love it. You love it. Some of the best years of my life was spent there, not to mention most of my father's money. Oh, Oxford. The dreaming spires, the long walks, the curving river, the curvy women. That's where I met Penelope.
Penelope?
Yes, a lovely girl. She was a baker's daughter.
But you enjoyed studying there.
Oh, every inch of her. At first, I thought she had freckles, but they were caraway seeds.
Bentley.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm digressing. Do you know what a lucky young lady you are? It's been said the only thing better than a great education is an Oxford education.
That's interesting. Who said that?
I did, just now. Jenny, I'll give you the names of some of my old tutors. They'd be only too glad to tutor you.
Fantastic. I really appreciate it.
Jenny, I don't want you to.
Oh, it's all right, Lionel. They're very respectable men. I don't think they'd do anything.
He means he's not letting her go to England, Bentley.
He's not stopping her.
If he's any sort of man, he will.
She is my daughter.
Well, I think perhaps I'll be running along. I certainly am glad I was able to help you.
Jenny, I want to talk with you.
Come on.
Come on.
Because
women have a right to.
They don't have no right to.
Look, you don't want to go on fighting, right?
Right.
But we've reached a stalemate, right?
Right.
And if there's a stalemate between husband and wife, one of them has to have the last word. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Well,
and as the husband and breadwinner of this family, I think it should be me.
You just ran right out of sense.
Jenny, there's going to be plenty of time for you to go to England later on.
Well, now, if you ask me.
Which nobody did.
Lionel.
I'm sorry.
Now, that's the trouble with folks. They're always putting things off. When I was Jenny's age, I had a chance to go to Europe. But I let somebody talk me out of it, thinking I could go later. Well, that later got later and later until it was too late. And I never did get a chance to go. Lord, I sure do regret that.
Oh, I didn't know. You had a chance to go to Europe to study?
No, I had a chance to go to Europe with Dizzy Gillespie's big band.
You did, Florence? What did you play?
What are the musicians? If I ever get an opportunity like that again, I bet you I wouldn't let it slip by. It could have changed my whole life.
Oh, Florence.
Of course, I'd have made him play the wedding march first.
You know, Jenny, I still think the husband should have the last word.
No way, Lionel.
And my last word is that you're going to accept that scholarship and go to England this summer.
Do you mean it?
I mean it. Hey, I got 2 weeks vacation coming up. I'll come over to see you. That way we won't be apart that long.
I love you, Lionel.
I love you too, Jenny. And we're both crazy about you.
Don't at me.
Oh, I'm gonna get mine, too.
Then we're all agreed.
We're agreed.
Oh, good. I gotta hand it to you, Louise. You've got a lot of common sense.
Well, all that yelling and screaming wasn't getting us anywhere. And besides, both the kids are over 21.
Everybody, Jenny and I want to talk to you for a minute.
Hold it a minute, Lionel. Look, we've been doing a little talking ourselves out here. And we've decided you kids have to stop leaning on us.
Huh?
What?
He means we are not going to interfere anymore.
So don't come running to us if you have any problems, huh?
But we didn't.
You gotta stop playing grown up and start acting grown up.
That's right. And if you make a mistake, you make a mistake.
Now, Lionel and I really appreciate this, and we won't trouble you any more about my scholarship.
Terrific.
No, we've decided that she's going to accept it.
What? You can't let her do that, Lionel. George, don't interfere. You went
now, wait a minute. Don't start back on George.
Why don't you shut up?
I will not shut up. Louise and you have you and Louise are terrible.
Oh, really? Where are you two going?
Anywhere out of here.
Because you're right, Mama. We're not grown up enough for this group.
Jeffersons was videotaped in front of a studio audience.